Yeah.
Mikey and Emma.
I want that guy's baby.
Who does this, you know? That's Fruit Loop.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome, mate.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
Oh, my God, you're a jerk.
People like you make it bad for all the other young people.
So embarrassing.
You speak from the heart. You speak the truth.
I love your show.
Oh, my God.
Dangerously Live on DAB Radio and the Listener app all over Australia.
I can tell you got beat energy.
This is Mikey and Emma on R&B Fridays Radio.
3, 2, 1, and I'm on.
Welcome to the Mikey and Emma podcast. Hello, Emma.
Oh, it's a juicy one today. Julia Fox has revealed what Kanye's downstairs is like. You know, there's a lot of talk about Pete Davidson's D.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Kanye's D.
Oh, it'd be small the way he acts, I reckon.
Well, I don't know. Is it going to be really big, really small, somewhere in the average region? You'll find out soon. Plus, the internet is in meltdown over the best meal ever. It is a massive call, but do you agree?
Yep, and we have Unhinged, where we track down the worst dating profiles ever. Today's bachelor is a very negative man. No one likes a negative guy. Stand by to hear just how bad it is.
Emma's Celebrity Sleaze.
You're going to Hollywood.
Jordan Sparks is the latest celebrity to stand by Kelly Rowland's comments about how Chris Brown deserves grace and a second chance. So she's played the he's talented card. They did, Jordan and Chris did this song together. Remember No Air?
Oh, yeah. She was
actually a great song.
She was an Idol winner or something, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, here comes. That's him. Yep. They did that together. Okay, so they're friends.
Quite an iconic R&B duo, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
TMZ got her signing autographs out on the street and asked her, do you think that people need to move on from what happened in his past, obviously?
Yep.
Have a listen to her answer.
Honestly, I think that shouldn't even be a conversation anymore. It's about his talent. They just shouldn't cancel the performance. That's how I feel about it. People deserve to be able to grow and learn and be able to live their life without things hanging over them. Everybody deserves that. Him especially.
Okay, so she's playing the he's a talent. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a weird one, right? Like, he's not in jail. Nothing's really happened lately. But then there's like, there's old artists, I don't know their names because I don't know the art world, right? But very famous artists and stuff comes out saying how
like
horrible they were.
And everything.
Painters, yeah.
Yeah.
And stuff comes out hundreds of years later that they were, I don't know, a sicko or something and did really horrible things. Do you tear their art down?
Like, I mean,
And can you separate someone's art from their actions? Michael Jackson is an example, right?
Oh, now, prime example.
Oh, people would say, oh, but he was never actually, you know, convicted. Yeah, well, if you really look at it, you know, there's a lot of paying off and stuff like that. But, you know, what everyone would agree, one of the most talented singers ever. And do you get rid of all of that music because of what he did? I don't even know the right answer. I'm just saying.
I don't know if there is a right answer.
Yeah.
But it is without a doubt that MJ, Chris Brown, like they're both talented.
Yep.
They're both talented.
So what do you do?
Chris Brown has had a lot of great music.
Yeah, but do you cancel them? Because that's really what it is. You cancel them, they never get heard of. And then, then you'd probably have to go around pulling a whole bunch of those old paintings off walls and stuff like that as well. So.
Which would be a travesty because that artwork is beautiful.
Yeah, but if they were a monster, you know? Ooh. So it's hard, isn't it? Yeah.
It's so hard to like make a moral judgment call.
Yep.
And finally, Julia Fox has spilled on how big Kanye's D is.
Mm-hmm.
So they dated for a month at the start of the year and she recently said that it was, it was mainly to get him off Kim's case when he was being so aggro about her dating Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
So she was on this chick Z-Way's podcast yesterday and Z-Way had her arms really wide being like, you know, how big is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like shoulder width apart.
Yep.
And then Julia asked her to go smaller and smaller. Until she said stop, have a listen.
Tell me when to stop. Small, okay, smaller than that. Smaller. A little more. Yeah, like there.
Oh my God!
So what was it?
I mean, when you listen to it like that and you don't see the video, you think it's the size of like a little Frankfurt.
Yeah.
But actually, the point that they stopped at was about a foot long.
Oh, that's quite big.
And that's huge, man. Are you joking? It's bigger. Like, Pete Davidson, we've talked about his BDE for years now, ever since he was with Ariana. And we heard the other week that his mate confirmed that it's 9 inches.
Mm.
which is 23 centimetres. Yep. 23 centimetres is shorter than a foot.
Mm.
A foot is like 30 centimetres.
Okay, so Kanye's
bigger. So, like, Kanye's packing down there, man.
And when you look at him, do you think big dick?
No, I think little, but I think big dickhead, like big douchebag. And I feel like douchebags that are as outrageous as Kanye must be compensating for a small
I know.
So I always just assume that he has a small one.
Yeah. Believe it or not, a man can be a total dickhead and also have a big dick, you know?
Yeah, but I refuse to believe that. I like to believe that he has
it's
problems
little.
Down there.
All right. Yeah. Well, he might have other problems, you know.
Mikey and Emma, Dangerously Live on R&B Fridays Radio. Unhinged
is where we find the worst Hinge profiles, because guys on dating apps, you need a feminine touch. You're not good. if a guy sets up like a Hinge profile with one of his guy mates, guaranteed it's not going to perform as well as it would if you had a female friend helping you out.
I learnt that the hard way. I think I gave it to you and our last producer to set up mine, and I'm just inundated with amazing 10 out of 10 women hitting me up.
You're welcome.
Mm. I mean, it would have happened anyway because I'm amazing myself. You kind of like polished it. You made it a bit better.
We polished it.
No. It's not what I said.
Well, let's introduce our bachelor for today.
Okay, today, Jared. He is 32. He likes doggos. Oh, you hate that term, don't you? Doggos.
No, I prefer doggies.
Yeah, or just dogs. Mm. And by the way, that's not a personality trait, liking a dog. We all like dogs. You dickhead. Anyway.
There are some people that don't like dogs, and I'm like, why? What's wrong with you that you don't like a
but there's not
a
many
cute
of them.
Little animal?
Yeah, I agree. But don't go, people that go on and on about their dogs and their cats like it's just a pet that you have at home, that's not very interesting. So he likes doggos.
Mm.
EPL, what's that?
English Premier League, so that's soccer. Football, depending on
not
where you come from.
No, it's soccer. That's not a real sport. And crypto. He's a crypto guy, yeah?
I feel with crypto guys, you either really, really know what you're talking about or you say you're into crypto and you have no idea. And you're like, you actually, you're not that smart.
Well, there we go. We're painting a picture of a guy that's into soccer, crypto and dogs. Now for the bio.
I don't like short hair, fancy dinners or overseas travel. I don't do unstable b****es or deep and meaningful conversation. I don't want shift workers or career-obsessed chicks.
He's a I don't guy.
I don't like, I don't
do,
I don't want.
Okay, so he doesn't want your short hair. He doesn't do fancy dinners. Don't say that to women. They like fancy dinners.
Do you know what's worse than that? I don't like overseas travel.
Oh, yeah, that bothers you?
I just like, there's an entire world out there. And, like, you want to stick to what? Your suburb?
Yeah, boring, yawn.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so
the biggest turn off for me.
He is really negative, isn't he?
Also, like, unstable bitches.
Oh, that's
like,
fine.
You're talking about women like that's really going to get you the right swipes. Those are the ones that really bother me the most. Okay. I don't think there's any really redeemable quality about this guy except that he likes dogs.
Yeah, but he's very negative.
Very negative.
Don't start any profile or bio with I don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Just don't start with,
with
don't.
I don't. Okay, what about our producer, Maddie? What do you think about Jared?
I really don't have many words for Jared. Like, I wonder if he made this on a drunken night out. Does he even know it exists? Like, who? How do you write a bio? I'm speechless.
Okay, clearly. Not a fan. Kim in the newsroom, what do you feel about the I don't guy?
Yeah, he's a dickhead. Especially because he doesn't like girls with short hair. Usually girls with short hair are smarter, more confident, and they're smart.
Really?
Smart enough to cut off their hair because it's not practical.
Oh, see, I agree with him. I don't like women with short hair, but I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
I just did. But I wouldn't say it on my profile. Yeah, you don't say it. I
mean, he doesn't like the confidence because he wants a pushover.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Because, like, he doesn't want career-obsessed chicks.
Yep, he doesn't want you to have short hair.
I don't want you to want to travel.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have short hair.
All right, so no one likes Jared?
No, I think the general consensus is Jared's a bit of a douche and he clearly needs the feminine touch, so I'm going to rewrite his bio. Let's kick it off with the first I don't.
I don't like short hair, fancy dinners or overseas travel.
All right, let's just ditch the short hair thing.
Oh, well, we're just going to miss that out.
Yeah, just don't say it.
Well, to be fair, you don't need to say that, do you?
You don't. You just have that in your head.
Like, I don't. I like a chick with long hair at least down to your breasts.
Oh, do you? Must you say breasts?
Breasts. But I wouldn't say it on my profile.
All right, this is
just
what I changed
radio,
it to.
Just on the radio, apparently.
I'm a simple man. Mm-hmm. I don't need fancy dinners to feel rich. My favourite kind of weekend is jumping in the car and road tripping to somewhere new.
Ah, so that's the whole I won't go overseas and I don't need the fancy dinners. He's not saying he hates them.
Exactly.
Well done.
Let's move on.
I don't do unstable b****es or deep and meaningful conversation.
I'm looking for a confident, secure woman who has the patience to help an introvert like me come out of his shell.
So
I'm not great with talking about my feelings, but I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. Instead of I don't do meaningful conversations, I'm trying to get better at it.
I'm trying to get better at being vulnerable and open.
And you reckon he's an introvert? We're just saying he is.
Oh, I'm just... Yeah. All of this is a lie because obviously the real Jared is an idiot. Okay, finally.
I don't want shift workers or career-obsessed chicks.
My ideal woman has a healthy work-life balance and looks forward to coming home at the end of the day for dinner together and snuggles on the couch.
Which is much better than she can't be a shift worker or career-obsessed. Well done, Emma. You made him much better.
It's much softer, I feel.
Yeah. Jared, you're now soft instead of a negative douche. If you have a bad Hinge profile, send it to our socials, Mike, E and Emma.
Live everywhere on the Listen app. Download it and search R&B Fridays Radio.
There is a food going viral on TikTok and people are claiming it is the best food ever, which is a huge call.
Best food ever.
Ever.
Giant
like in the
call,
history
man.
Of the world.
Giant.
What would your pick be?
Oysters. They're the best food ever.
Oysters, okay.
If you don't like oysters, I don't like you. I was going to write that on my dating app. What do you think of that?
It's a bit aggressive.
I'm a bit aggressive, though. So.
You are a bit aggressive, but maybe don't show that in your profile. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for what TikTok is claiming is the best food ever?
Yep.
An egg sandwich.
You know what? There is nothing better than a good sandwich and a good egg sandwich. I kind of agree with this. I mean, I've got to try it. Like, where is it from? What's so good about this particular one?
Okay, so it's from a convenience store chain in Japan called Family Mart.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There's thousands of them across the country. And I've been there before. They actually have the best fried chicken ever. I know that's controversial.
Yeah, big call.
They actually have really good fried chicken as well. So what makes this egg sandwich so good?
Yes.
Is that it's on milk bread, so it's really nice and soft.
Soft, yeah, yum.
The crusts are cut off. No crust.
Oh, you're turning me on, Emma.
It's just egg and Japanese kewpie mayo.
Oh, that's is that it? Egg and mayo,
that's all it is, and all for the low, low price of $2.
Oh, that is amazing. I want it. Let's go to Japan. The airfares alone will cost more than the bloody sandwich, but I want to go there. How do you feel about the word Sambo, by the way?
Sambo?
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of a chippy or something? Oh, no, they're Samboys.
Yeah, Samboys. No.
Yeah.
No, maybe it's just my bogan family.
Yeah, no.
You want a Sambo, Michael?
Sambo.
But, okay, well, what is the best Sambo ever to you? What is the best? What is the ultimate? What do you go to?
Oh, okay, so the best, and this is like folklore in the Chow household now, a steak sandwich from my old corner shop. It's not alive anymore, like the business got sold.
Oh.
It's very, very sad, but every now and then, actually just the other day, my brother's like, I do all sorts of things to someone just to get that bloody steak sandwich.
That's funny. It is when you have those things sealed in your memory about how good it was, but I must say steak sandwich is a little bogan, Emma. Maddie.
Don't care, still so good.
Maddie, our producer, what is the best sandwich ever?
I'm totally with you guys on this. Egg sandwich is amazing.
Yeah.
Particularly at like 2 a.m. in the morning in the line for the bus on the way home from 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven. So they pull off a good egg sandwich. Yeah, I'm not sure I'd have it as a drunk snacker. That's more like a midday on a Tuesday. I'm waiting for a bus kind of thing, isn't it?
No, yeah. It's a great drunk snack. It's very nutritional as well.
Yeah, but why are you thinking of nutrition when you're drunk? Who cares? You're supposed to have the greasiest, crappiest
food. White bread. The white bread is the treat.
Anyway, yeah, she's naming the 7-Eleven egg sandwich. What about Kim in the newsroom? What is your ultimate? What is the best Sambo ever?
Oh, my God. I would say Sanger, not Sambo.
Oh,
that's
Sanger.
Weird.
Okay, yep.
But I had this amazing sandwich. It was so incredible. It was octopus.
What?
A little bit of rocket.
Yeah.
And like this thin slice of prosciutto.
Oh.
It was really thin and I think had a little bit of tomato as well.
Okay, odd.
Okay.
Octopus on a sandwich.
Oh, sorry, it was in Italy. If you don't remember, I went to Italy.
We remember you went to Italy. Okay, Beachy, our audio dude, what is the ultimate best sandwich ever?
Yeah, I think we'll go back to Bogan after the octopus prosciutto.
Yeah.
Vegemite, butter, and cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's
must
the ultimate.
Be the plastic sliced cheese. I hate it apart from that sandwich.
Yeah, and white bread. It's got to be white bread.
Yeah, the white
absolutely.
Bread. Packed full of sugar.
He brought it back to Bogan. Thank you, mate.
What about you, Mikey? What's your best sandwich ever?
This is like your best sex ever, but your best sandwich ever. The best sandwich I ever had actually was from an ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
This long-term girlfriend I had used to make these beautiful egg sandwiches and I'd lie by the pool eating them. I don't know what she did though. She just made that sandwich so good.
Do you know what it was?
Oh, it was love, wasn't it?
It was made with her love and that's why you loved it so much. Oh, Mikey, that's so depressing.
Oh, well, I carry on. Anyway.
I mean, sadly. You carry on sadly.
I carry on sadly, yes.
Mikey and Emma, dangerously live on R&B Fridays Radio. Emma's Celebrity Sleaze.
Going to Hollywood. Hollywood!
We heard last month that Kanye was showing porn to Adidas execs when he was working on Yeezy. Remember that?
Mm.
But now there are disturbing claims by multiple staffers that he was also showing them explicit images and videos of Kim Kardashian.
What, his wife at the time?
Yeah. Yeah, so they say he was trying to intimidate them by holding his phone up saying, my wife just sent me this, and showed them a very revealing and personal photo of Kim on his phone.
Mm.
Also, on top of that, footage has surfaced of Kanye holding his phone in front of uncomfortable businessmen while a video played, and they're like, is this a porno? And Kanye's like, yeah. Mm. And then one of the guys is like, Jesus Christ. And then another one's like, come on, man, come on. Like, trying to push the phone out of his face while Kanye's still trying to get them to watch the porno.
It's some bizarre. Dudes. Well, it's bizarre, but it's also like, don't think just because we're men, we're not like weirded out by dudes showing us stuff all the time. I do remember, actually, there was some creepy dude on you and he kept on showing me, it was Kim Kardashian. He's like, look at her ass, like zooming in constantly. I'm like, I get it. She's got a big fat ass. You don't need to keep putting it in my face, so to speak. But also, you know what that shows with him? Insecurity. What? Like he is, look how hot my wife is and the sexual acts we do together and stuff. It's like trying to make him out to be a big man in front of other men. I had a mate that used to like always show me photos, really inappropriate. Of like, oh, look at my missus, topless and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Don't
wait,
do that.
Topless photos of his missus he used to show to the rest of the group.
Yeah, because like she's hot and he's trying to big note himself.
Whereas
I've slept with the world's most beautiful women, but I don't go around showing. That's right, you heard me. But I don't go around showing.
I'm letting that slide.
I don't go around showing pictures of them.
Oh my God.
I've never done that. Yeah.
You know, I remember before Enzo, my partner and I hooked up, he was having a bit of a summer fling with this really hot chick and I was like, wow, she's gorgeous. And he said, oh, she's got a great ass. Look at her ass. And I was like, appreciate the ass, whatever. And then when we got together, I was thinking about sending him a sex and I'm like, wait, is he going to show this to people? Now, obviously, he's not that kind of guy. When you're in a relationship, he's not going to do it. But I think a lot of women would think that or should think that.
Mm.
Especially in the beginning stages of being in a relationship with someone, do you trust that they're not going to show it to other people?
I'm telling you, they'll only do it if they're insecure. That's the test.
Yeah. And finally, insiders say that Olivia Wilde is disappointed after making the difficult decision to take a break from her 2-year relationship with Harry Styles. So they're not broken up. They're on a break because of clashing commitments. Like, he's going to be in every continent next year. Olivia has her job and her kids. But apparently it's been very, very difficult for her. They did have some issues, but Olivia thought they were going to work through it all, and that hasn't really happened.
Yeah, you know what it is? Sometimes when you break up, and I don't care, break is bullshit, they're broken up, you're just disappointed that it didn't work out. You know, your first real loves or whatever, you're heartbroken, I get all that. But after that, you're just like, oh, here I go again, I've got to start again, small talk with people again. Yeah. Download the dating apps.
Oh, my God. Answer boring questions like, what's your favourite movie? Yeah. What's your favourite colour?
Yeah, just all
the
that.
The favourite colour question kills me.
Don't ever ask that.
Like, what are you going to learn about someone by knowing what their bloody favourite colour is?
However, if they say black, you'd be like, oh, you're a bit of a dark soul, aren't you?
I mean, I suppose. And like if you say red, are we doing this, what your favourite colour says about you right now? Because mine is red.
Oh.
What does that say about me? Fiery? Feisty?
You got your period all the time. I don't know. You act like you do. Okay. And that is it for Mike E and MRR podcast today. Remember, you can hear us live weekday mornings. We're on R&B Fridays Radio, available on the Listener app. You can stream that way or DAB Radio in your car.
On the next episode, an Aussie chick has gone viral for what she accidentally exposed in a B-reel, plus why you should be keeping a poo diary.
Oh, yeah.
You heard right. Our doctor's going to explain why.
All right. See you
look
then.
Look on your face.
I know. Bye.